Sarah John.
Hey, Ronnie, I know it's late, but your chatter showed you available. Did you hear from Nick today?
I did.
He is so hooked.
They're transferring him to one of the space elevators.
You cried, didn't you?
I did not.
Ronnie, you cannot cry on the phone. Guys hate that.
Oh, I said it was allergies.
Oh, I'm sure I didn't see through that. So what you doing up so late?
Trying to track down some guy.
Oh, is he cute?
Well, I've only heard his voice, but he sounds dreamy. Likes to impress a girl with loud, cranky, belligerent tirades, and he can't be a day over 70.
Oh, I don't know. You don't do so well with tirades.
Oh, I'm sure I can change him.
So how does one go about tracking down this Romeo?
Well, my boss said I was using too many cycles at work pursuing this guy.
I'm sure your boss has her reason.
That's what I'm afraid of. Anyway, I'm gonna try Pallas Athena, the Boston Public Library AI. She's kind of stuck up, but she's smart.
Stuck up?
Oh, it's the accent. So Harvard.
Oh, you're such a hick. So why the sudden interest in obnoxious man?
Well, it's the guy who was pretending to be an evacuee from Troy.
Ronnie?
There's someone walking on my roof.
At 1 a.m.? Someone trying to break in?
I don't know. Hello? Is there somebody up here?
Ronnie? Ronnie, are you there?
Someone just fell off my roof. Oh my God.
You're okay. What was that?
I'll call you back.
Boston emergency. May I help you?
I need to report an accident. No, I heard something on the roof and then someone fell to the street. I'm headed down there now.
Gilly, don't you want to talk to Dad?
Not exactly.
Oh.
So, I'm not going into the VA after all.
Are you sure?
Sweetheart, I'm never sure.
Well, then maybe
but
you should
think... Reach fell, I've been better. Isn't that sick? Now the enemy's closing in, people like me can be useful. So, I got back on the meds.
Are you sleeping?
Finally. I remember what clear and present danger looks like, and it's not...
Kids on bicycles.
For example.
Hey, you about ready to go?
So I'm not going back to the hospital.
But you can't tell Dad, so...
You are a sharp little needle, aren't you?
Ready in a minute! That's why you're calling me instead.
Right.
So I can...
Lie.
Right.
He's a hard man to lie to, but I'm guessing you're the expert.
Well, no life skill is ever wasted.
Tell Jim that Morales was in town and I got a ride with him.
Who are you talking to?
A friend! That sounds good. You sound a lot better. But take care, okay?
Thanks.
Are you at the scene of the accident?
Yes. Oh, God.
We have your location. EMT in 2 minutes or less. A record is being made of this occurrence. Can you render medical assistance?
Oh, I think he's dead.
Can you check for a pulse? Does the victim appear to be breathing?
He's not breathing at all.
What happened?
I don't know.
Can you check for a pulse?
That's his skull.
Oh, God. His head. I'm sorry. I think I might be sick.
This is a normal reaction. Please step away from the victim. Do you feel faint?
No. I'm okay. I don't think we need to check for a pulse. I think he's dead. I'm sure he's dead.
Do you know the victim?
No. Does anybody know him?
Hey, you know the guy?
That guy who hangs out in front of the burrito place. That's him.
He might be a homeless guy who stays in the neighborhood.
You don't want this, Josie.
You don't know what I want.
I shouldn't have told you about the affair. If I had been more clear-headed, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but you did. So who is the guy, and when was the last time my mom saw him?
This is under the category of things you don't want to know.
You owe me this. If you won't help save my dad, you owe me this. You sure are.
Haven't seen that look in years. Like since you were 10, maybe?
What look?
Well, I'd get stuck in traffic. I'd come home and you'd be staring at the door with this mad face. Like, how dare I get home late?
So, how was downtown yesterday?
Fine, like any other day at work.
And dinner last night? Was that fine, too?
Dinner last night? Dinner last night was... Jeers.
Jeers. I can't believe you!
I am not interested in going into this with you.
Oh, I bet not. And Dad's off in deep space getting shot at, so you don't have to get into it with anyone, except Simon.
Jersey, that's enough!
This guy's nothing, Ma. A zero.
This is none of your business.
None of my business? It's just my dad, your husband.
It is none of your business. It's between me and your father, and I don't like being spied on.
And I don't like that you're having an affair.
I'm not talking about this.
I'm telling him.
Fine, tell him.
You don't care?
It will hurt him, but it's not going to change anything.
Are you doing this get back at him for being gone so much?
No. When I met your father, I was working in Manhattan, and there was your dad from North Bergen.
Yeah, I've heard the story already. You met on the Churchill Ferry.
He was handsome, he was romantic. He talked about his old broadcasts and he played me songs. Don't know why,
Ma.
There's no sun up in the sky.
Ma.
Stormy weather.
You're a man and you ain't together.
It's hard to be married to a man who's living in 1971.
1941.
Whatever. Unlike your father, Simon never thinks about anything that happened before he was born.
Because the man is a moron, Ma.
I like him.
All he talks about is business.
Yeah, your father hates worrying about money. You're more like Simon that way.
Like Simon?
You live in the real world, Jers. You help me put food on the table, and I am so grateful for that.
Like Simon?
He set up a pension thingy for me. For the first time in my life, I'm not terrified of what's gonna happen to me when I get old.
I'll take care of you, Mom. You don't need this creep.
Will you, Jers? What if they send you off to fight, kiddo? What if you decide you hate me because of something I've done?
Jesus, Mom.
It's not enough, Jersey. I love you. But it's not enough.
Mom, do you really like this guy?
God, your father could dance. And I miss the dancing.
Jesus, Mom, don't cry.
No, you can tell the hospital he's gonna be DOA. Head hit first. Is he a jumper?
I don't know. I heard something on the roof. And then I heard him hit.
He must have been drunk or high.
Why would he be on the roof?
Might live on one. Roofs are off the streets. They feel safer. Homeless people live all sorts of places.
His ankles aren't dirty.
Hey, you're right. Whew, certainly smells right, though. And I'm grateful if any part of him's clean.
So why would his ankles be clean? Also, there's blood in his ear.
Landed on his head.
No, I know, but it was the other side of his head.
Bad things happen when you hit face first.
What if he was bleeding from the ears before he fell? Like what if something happened to make him fall?
Lady, are you a coroner?
No.
Priest?
No, it's just...
Then you should probably step back, because there ain't nothing you can do for this guy now. Okay, he's loaded. Let's get him to an ER so they can slab him.
Let me see one of those chips. Oh, look, it's got a little video in it.
Oh, let me see.
Have a lavender one. I probably just made you a millionaire.
What do you even call this color?
You mean yours? Caramel? I don't know.
Pantyhose.
Toffee. Hero. You need a girlfriend.
I'm colorblind. And I don't need a girlfriend. There's you and me, right? Our affair.
Our affair is a secret, hero. And all guys are colorblind. Just for some guys, it's biological.
Ouch.
Does yours have the same video?
Mine's got a fountain.
That's from in front of the casino.
Mine has tumbling dice. Let me see one of the tangerine ones. Oh, it's got a little tap dancing girl at the top hat.
Let's see. Lady Luck?
Hold on. Oh, slipstream packet. It's my mom.
This'll be good.
Put it on speaker. I want to hear your mom's voice.
Okay.
Kamal, hello. Such a nice letter you sent. Your father says to tell you he is proud of you, and we are so proud to have a doctor in the family.
So proud?
Everyone is good here. Have you been eating okay? Eating salads and things? You have trouble in the bathroom if you don't eat enough roughage. I only say that because your father is the same as
you. Okay, we're done here.
Kamal, don't be a baby. She's so sweet.
Absolutely not.
Kamal.
Yes?
Have you ever won an argument with me?
Sophia.
Ever?
Oh, man.
As you, and he had a little trouble, and the doctor reminded him salads and beans and
fruit. God, no, no.
I'm hoping you met Sophia, and maybe got to know her a little. So sad about her parents. Her father and a lady lawyer named Akasma left for Earth together, which just shows you he has no sense of shame.
Daddy?
Poor girl. You must be very good to her, you hear? But you have such a heart, Kamal. I know. Hopefully, the day we will be together comes soon. Kisses from your little mama.
Sophie?
Read some stuff.
No, no, it's okay. Hiro. Hiro didn't have to leave.
Sophie,
It was barely a marriage, you know.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have played the message.
No, no, no. I asked you to.
You couldn't know.
I'm just surprised. I've known Akasma my whole life. She and my father have always been friends, and she's a good person. Bitch.
Hey, Kamal, I'm at the door. Open up, guys. I brought beer.
Herzog, you just can't barge into
Admiral,
a meeting.
Admiral, I will turn this department upside down if I don't get some accountability for this.
Ensign, call security. Herzog, come on. You can't stomp into a meeting that's already taking place.
Herzog, what's this all about?
It was my understanding that wet work required executive authorization.
Oh, God. Come on, not this again.
Wet work? I didn't authorize a termination. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a black op on the roof of a 22-year-old analyst's apartment.
That's preposterous.
What black op?
The one that my security eliminated.
You've got no proof, my friend.
You want me to drop his smoking boots on the desk? Of course I've got proof!
Standish, shut up. Herzog, sit down. Standish, you're dismissed.
Admiral.
And close the door as you leave.
Again.
Again?
Please.
All right.
Jesse, there's something you should know about your father.
Pause. I was so sure she was about to say he started the affairs. He left us both. He was never the guy you thought he was.
Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Your father always, always loved you. So did I.
Again?
Again.
McCaskill?
You the black taxi?
That's me.
You really drive offline? No road wear, nothing?
Baltimore, right?
You must have some kind of reflexes.
Oh, whenever he crashes the car, we send a refund to the next of kin.
Chan.
Who's the girl?
You want to chat? To get a regular cab. Stay on the grid. Use your ID.
Hey, it's all good, man. I heard you were the best.
Uh-huh. Wow, Dad. You sound really cool.
Could you just get in already?
Want some?
Oh, great idea.
No thanks.
My crew. There's a flu going around.
Flu?
Yeah. The kind where when you get it, you fall under a bus.
Damn.
Yeah, I hate that kind.
So, what's with the splint on your arm?
Brakes went on my hog. Could have happened to anyone.
Why?
We were black op. Some weird freakiness went down.
Oni?
With the bullet? You think I'm crazy?
Actually, when it comes to paranoia, you're among friends.
Hey, Jan. I just ran the tool crib. I didn't know nothing about nothing.
McCaskill.
Yeah.
What you didn't know was enough to get you in trouble. Don't tell it to us, all right? Don't tell us anything.
You sound like the op.
The op?
Old friend. She gave me the same advice.
Thank you, Colonel. I'll look into this matter immediately. You're dismissed. And send in Standish on your way out.
Thank you, Admiral. Standish, the Admiral wants to see you.
Herzog, this is a mistake. No, Standish. The mistake was putting an assassin on a 22-year-old girl's rooftop.
Even if there was an assassin...
Because you put one there for political reasons. Because you are afraid of what an investigation might do to your career.
Oh, not my career, Herzog. Oh, and before you go getting on your moral high horse, who is using that 22-year-old girl?
And who is hiding the most powerful object ever to fall into our hands?
There is a war going on, my friend.
For us to remain human, not slaves. For us to be free people.
My conscience doesn't keep me awake at night, Herzog.
That's very frightening, Standish. Mine keeps me awake every night.
Standish!
Watch your back, Herzog. Because I'm not going to let you or anyone else lose this war.
It's 3 a.m., Sarah John. You don't have to keep talking to me.
Why? You think you're going to be able to sleep now?
Yeah. No, his head, it was...
Don't think about it. Just think of something else. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You think that guy was just pretending to be a bum. That's why his ankles were clean. That's what you're thinking.
No, I'm not.
Ronnie, don't get spooky. Not tonight. Tomorrow you can do it, but not tonight.
Okay.
I can hear you typing, Ronnie.
It's just stuff for work.
Like hell it is.
Sarah John, don't worry. Just get on to bed.
You think this is about you. You think that guy on the roof was coming for you.
I don't.
I know how your mind works. You're thinking of that old hard sound rifle Billy J got black marked.
Sarah John.
You're thinking somebody used one just like it to drop that guy and let the fall finish him.
I am not.
Swear it.
What?
Swear it.
I swear.
Liar. Why did you ever have to take that damn job?
I am so sorry, Sarah John. But I'm in too far. They're never gonna let me get out now.
Okay, here we are. Hey, Jan, why don't you get out too? You can ride up front on the way home.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's no problem. Hey, Caskell.
Yeah.
I hope we never see each other again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, more raving paranoia.
Sounded sane enough to me.
Is there actually any difference between you and your usual fare?
Sure. They have to sit on the passenger side.
But about the paranoia thing, I am not moving to freaking Mexico.
Saw the maps.
And the real estate ads. Come on, I got C's in Spanish, Dad.
Hey, I know you can cuss in it.
Oh, merde.
Look, when you got picked up by the cops a couple of weeks ago, I just did some checking around.
Not again. You promised me we didn't have to move anymore.
It never snows in Mexico.
Dad.
So, who was that on your chatter right before we left?
Oh, yeah. That was Gilly. She said Morales would give her a ride to the hospital. You don't need to drive her. Yeah, she said this guy Morales was in town, you know, just kind of visiting, so...
Jen, how many times do I have to tell you? If you want to sell the lie, don't keep talking.
Oh, I can't help it. You always wait me out.
It's not like we don't practice this stuff. What if I were
Navy... Navy interrogator, yeah. I know.
So how did she sound?
Better.
We should see her before.
Wait, stop the car! Stop the car!
What is it?
That water tower with the big crab on it.
What?
I remember all this stuff. We used to live here.
You remember that?
Yeah, last year of preschool. I remember... Oh, Dad, put the gun down. Good grief.
Sorry.
I remember I had these curtains.
Yeah, they had horses on
them. The merry-go-round horses.
Yeah.
Wow. So, why did we have to move so much?
You hated that.
Like I would just get settled in and then bam.
I was recruited.
What?
Spartan program. I was recruited.
Yeah?
That's not how they do it now with the 2.0s. The 2.0s, they just take.
Take?
6 years old.
Take?
6 years old. They snatch them, train them, tweak them. Years and years of it.
Not even the Navy would... Oh, never mind.
And by the time they're 14, they're barely human. Then they give them a last set of tweaks to finish the job.
God.
Lots of them die,
ones that don't, those are the 2.0s.
How do you know this stuff?
Hey, look, it's Cavetti's.
Cavetti's? Oh my god, we used to come here for ice cream in the summer. Dad, come on, we've got to stop.
They're probably closed.
No,
they're
not.
They closed up in the winter.
Dad, look, you've got to stop. Oh man, the special is pumpkin pie ice cream. I totally remember that. Do you remember that?
That's right, they were open until Halloween.
And you did not understand how good it was. It was so good. Oh my god. We came here with Mom once, didn't we? I just remember this lady. I didn't know who she was, but I remember her and she was smiling.
It won't be the same, Jen. Jen, remember, there's milk shortages, there's rationing.
It's just like I remember, only the counter used to be so tall.
Things aren't like they were.
What can I get you?
I'll have a scoop, 2 scoops of pumpkin pie in a waffle cone. And he'll have, I remember, a marshmallow sundae
with
chocolate
ice cream.
A
whipped cream and peanuts.
Okay, be right up.
God, I can't believe you ever made us move away from Cavetti's.
Yeah, so the summer we lived here...
I mean, they still have the same sign. I remember that
you
sign.
You were really good at hopscotch. You killed at it.
Dad, it's hopscotch. How do you kill at hopscotch?
You do it on your hands.
Oh.
So one day your kindergarten teacher, Miss Taylor, she tells me there's a guy from the Ministry of Education observing you in class. Study on gifted children, she said. She was a little tickled by that. 4 days later, I shot someone in our backyard.
Oh my god, but...
I knew this tech once. Long story, but he worked on the 2.0s. Nerve regeneration, 14-year-olds in neutral buoyancy tanks, their bones twisted like pretzels.
That's why we moved?
And you were pegging the test scores, Jan. You were so smart. And you were killing. You were killing everyone at hopscotch.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I couldn't risk it, Jan. Gilly had already gone to this place, this dark place. You were all I had.
Here's your ice cream.
And that time I got in the news for rescuing that stupid cat on the church roof, and then we moved to Idaho. Oh my god. You had to quit your job, sell the house, and forget about a girlfriend.
Thanks, these look great. Here, you keep the change.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Hey, grab some napkins, would you, Jen?
Dad.
Don't worry about it.
No, but I just.
This is Cavetti's melting on my hand here, Jen.
Napkins. Roger that.
Here's yours. Lick fast.
Yes, sir.
Don't be disappointed. Things are never how you remember.
Oh, my God.
Is it okay?
Oh my god. It is just like I remembered. It is so good. I can't believe you don't love this stuff. Dad, taste it. Isn't it great?
It's okay.
Oh, freak. It's the best. Oh god, I am so happy. Thank you so much.
It's just ice cream.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, you high roller.
Aiden, Sophia just got some bad news about her parents.
Aiden? You have to get her here.
Baby, Soph.
Aiden, you gotta get her off Coral.
Who, baby? What's wrong?
Mom and Daddy left her.
Come on, sit down. It'll be okay, Soph. Tell me what's going on.
I just heard that my dad left Coral with another woman, and my mom's still there, but by herself.
Okay.
You have to get her here.
I can get her paperwork again, baby, but if she won't leave, I can't make her.
You've got to make her.
I'll get her paperwork updated.
Well, what if you're right? What if she won't leave?
Maybe she will now. There's nothing left for her there.
Should I put the beer in the fridge?
How could she let him do this to her? When she's depressed, she won't do anything. She won't leave Coral. They'll glass it and she'll still be there.
No one knows what's gonna happen.
Everybody knows what's gonna happen. We've gotta bring her here. I'm sorry. I'm being stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's okay.
Aiden, I wanna go home.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Sophia.
It's just... in and she makes me so mad.
Aiden, take care of her.